You all can be seated. Relax body and mind. Then you can start your meditation. Maintain some form of awareness or attentiveness. Just relax body and mind. Silence your mind. Then for those who need to train their mind, you continue with your mind sweeping method, followed by metta. Then after that, for those who are already quite skillful, you can straight away go to Anapanasati or any skillful means that you are familiar with to stabilize your mindfulness. Once your mindfulness is stabilized, all of your awareness of the object of meditation will become very quiet, very still, very subtle, like there is little or no more movement. Like everything has become very quiet. So that is the stage where your mind has become very, very quiet. Quiet means no longer heedless. The spiritual faculty are more or less established, but not stable yet. Then you just silence everything, relax, and don't try to do anything. Just allow the silence to stabilize, to manifest. That is your silent mind. So you need to stabilize that silent mind, which is the deep, until it becomes very stable. So through the process of silence, it will become very stable on itself. Then you just relax into every mind state that arises. Then if there is still any random of sankhara or movement of mind or activity of mind, you just relax into it and let it be. Then all this will slow down until finally there is little or no movement. What remains is just pure awareness, aware. And because you are aware, whatever that make contact with your senses, the five physical senses and your mind, you will come to understand it very clearly. Then the whole of the paticca samuppada, or dependent origination that the Buddha talked about too, you will come to understand very clearly. Why the Buddha say because of ignorance, it condition activity of mind. So the first two links is always avijja paccaya sankhara. Then as you progress, you will start to understand how sankhara been taught and our minds and organs. So every time you think, it makes contact with the mind. That's why sankhara paccaya vijnana, the mental consciousness arises. And because of your habitual tendency, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, you input the content of consciousness. That's how vijnana paccaya nama rupang, from the pure consciousness, you input the content, it becomes form and mind, namarupang, the mental five aggregate. That's how it moves. And dependent on this form and mind, there must be sense basis, otherwise it cannot arise. So salayatana will be the basis for contact. Then dependent on salayatana, which is the sense basis, contact can happen. Then dependent on contact, feeling will arise. Then dependent on feeling, craving will arise. If you don't have wisdom, then dependent on craving, grasping will arise. Then dependent on grasping, becoming will arise. Then when becoming arise, it will condition birth. When birth arises, the whole mess of suffering will arise. So this is what dependent origination is all about. But when you meditate, it can happen in different sequence. And sometimes the whole dependent origination, the dwelling, didn't finish. Then you will learn to see clearly for yourself how, as a human being, all this thought process, how it condition you into negativity, into heedlessness. How it conditions you to arise the mental hindrance to treat your roots and make you evil. So this is what meditation is all about. When you have the silent mind in pure awareness, you can see all this very clearly. Then you will start to witness all of the essential Dhamma that the Buddha taught. His teaching, the essential Dhamma, especially the five mental hindrances, the five aggregates of form and mind, the five spiritual faculties, then the three evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion. Then you will also progress and start to experience the enlightenment factors. And all this, you can see them. Then all of the link of the dependent origination, when you are mindful and very stable in your mindfulness, you can see them and they become very clear to you. That's how the direct seeing via the silent mind can awaken you. Then you will insight into the universal characteristics of impermanence, suffering state and non-self. Then you will understand how you function as a human being. Then finally you will come to understand who are you, what are you, what is this form and mind is all about. Then you will experience the true mind, which is the other aspect of your mind. Your true mind is just pure awareness without the aggregate. And that one is the eternal life, never born. That's why it never dies. That one got nothing inside there, no movement, nothing. But it's capable of awareness to let the form and mind understand. So through all this, you will meditate with understanding. Then like what I used to share with you all, the reason why living being cannot be peaceful, cannot arise the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness and inner awareness is because of the mental hindrance. And the reason the mental hindrance are there is because of your self-delusion, your ignorance. You don't have the understanding of the Buddha Dhamma. You have not penetrated and realized the universal characteristic. You still believe you exist. Living being exists. The world is real. Everything is like very true and very real to you. That's why it's not easy. But as you silen your mind more and more, develop more and more wisdom and insight knowledges, you will start to understand. Then after your meditation, when you start to contemplate and reflect on the essential Dhamma, everything will become very clear. And through that, you will straighten your views. Then you will be less deluded. As you straighten your view, your avijja or self-delusion become less and less. Then the first tooling of dependent origination will be weakened or attenuated. Means avijja paccaya sankhara will be less and less. That's why you will have less and less sankhara, less and less mental activity and thinking. And that is a sign of progress. If your mind cannot quiet down, become silent on its own as a free mind, not a conditioned mind, then you have not progressed in the actual meditation. But when you can be aware, silent, with a free mind, that shows you have understanding, you have your spiritual faculty, you don't have mental hindrance. That's why there is nothing to hinder you from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness and inner awareness. Awareness or sati is one of the five spiritual faculty. Without the hindrance, you will be there. So that is the basis of meditation. So now I allow you to meditate on your own. Then I will ring the bell after about 20 minutes. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have had enough, slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed, right, for as long as you can. Then make yourself the stability of mindfulness to live your life, to cultivate the daily mindfulness, to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. That's the real meditation. Okay, turn to page 6. We will chant the invocation to the devas. I will read the English version. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Okay, together we shall chant the Pali. Yeah? Samantha Chakavalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammang Munirajasa Sunantu Sakamokadang Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vija charana sampanno sugato lokavidu Anotaro purisa dhamma sarati Satta deva manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanaiko Pachatang Veditabo Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasango Ujupatipanno Bhagavato Savakasango Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Savakasango Samichi patipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Yatidang chattari yukani atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato savaka sangho Ahuneyo pahuneyo Takineyo Anjali Karaniyo Anotarang Punyang Ketang Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, let's be respect Triple Jeff. Bendang pujime. Tamang pujime. Sanghang pujime. Okay. You can be seated, relax body and mind, then maintain some form of attention. Then we will start our next Dhamma sharing session, which is on the Diamond Sutta. Okay, before that, maybe wish you all a happy Valentine's Day. So it's very rare to see all Kayanamita not going for Valentine, coming for Tuesday class. Then we also should wish Sister Anne and Chong her birthday very easy to remember, Valentine's night, Valentine's Day. So we like to wish her happy birthday. Afterwards, she will offer you mihun. Oh, sadhu. So today I eat 3 meals of bihun. I didn't know my office have a lunch. So before the talk, they got this Islamic financing talk. Then my floor mate, Mr. Ong, he came over to my room. He said, "Mr. Teo, come, I take you for lunch." I thought, so generous of you, so kind. He said, no, free one down there. Oh, okay. And I went down. Wow, you know, supposed to be a buffet. You know what type of buffet or not? 4 boxes of bihun, big one. 1 curry chicken rendang. That's it. Finished. Then mineral water. I thought I got 5 dishes, and open up 4 bihun. Then just I went with my wife for dinner. Again, we ordered, we asked for chow mai fan. Then he asked, what type? They got con chow, they got yin yong, and don't know what. Then I choose the center one, yin yong. So I thought yin yong is the mi hun and the kui tiao one, the yin yong. No, come out very nice, that mi hun. Then tonight, and one. So, reflecting back, you all have maturity, means you understand which is more important. Valentine's Day is important when you want to pato, but now at your age, I don't think you want to pato. Then a lot of those not married ones, I think also more or less decided. So whatever it is, the Dhamma never stop you from going for Valentine's Day, understand? You can have your fun, you can have your Valentine's Day, no problem. As long as you have the Dhamma, you can do anything. Because you will not violate the nature's law. And this is the beauty about the Dhamma. That's why later on, when the website write-up is ready, I almost finished it already today. I think 94% done up. Left with 1-2% and some final go-through before I send it out for brainstorming. Then maybe after that you all can have the full picture of what this Kayamita grouping is all about. At the very inception, when I started to make the decision to come out to share, I already reflected and contemplated, because what I'm more concerned is not so much of how to share or what to share. That one is already there. But I'm more concerned about those who have negative tendency, karmic negativity. These are the people, if they are not careful, if they simply think and say things when I share without understanding, because their conditioning, I realize, are so strong. So that's the reason why I reflected, contemplate. Then I actually say no to Yun Chan when she requested for 3 times. Then after the 3rd time, something inside told me, after Yun Chan left, He said, hey, it's about time you come out. The condition is there. Why are you still resisting? Then I asked myself, I'm not resisting. I'm worried about those who have negative tendency. What happens if I come out and share with you? I'm just a lay person. And I say things that are very unconventional, completely opposite of what the Buddhist community do and understand. So it's going to be a problem in the situation. Then he said, why not you set some basic, simple condition so that you can avoid all this? Then later on, when people start to understand, there will be no more issue. That's why I reflected. Then I come up with three very simple conditions. The first thing I said to Yun Chai was, call it a Dhamma discussion or sharing. Initially, I was reluctant to call it a talk, because Dhamma talk is like one-way traffic, understand? Except Q&A time, you got limited time to ask. Then even if you don't agree a lot of things, you will not tell me on, because I was in Brickfield doing the recording before, and I was among the audience. I tell you, from what you I heard at the back, I tell you, I pity them. But luckily, the speaker were not those type where they really have the Dhamma most of the time. Otherwise, I tell you, the karmic consequence would be horrendous. So because of that, there was this apprehension. So I told Yun Chan, no authority, don't call it a Dhamma talk, call it a Dhamma discussion and sharing. Means watered down. More easy to accept, understand. We discuss Dhamma. We are not here to argue. Then the second condition is, no right, no wrong. Don't try to be right and wrong, otherwise you'll lead to argument, misunderstanding, and all those things, division. So we are all Dhamma friends. We discuss the Dhamma. Then the third condition is, the second condition is no right, no wrong. We respect each and everyone for their own cultivation and understanding. Then the third condition is just make use of whatever that is beneficial and useful for your progress along the path of Dhamma, and that will make the sharing much more meaningful. Then this Kanyanamatya ship will grow. Then at the moment of inception, after it was established for a while, I think a few months, then we had some Kayanamita who came and talked to me. Then we discussed. Then they want to make offering and all. I said, no need. If you want, I will set up a Kayanamita fund so that you all can donate to Kayanamita fund. And this Kayanamita fund, it's a very unique Kayanamita fund, because only this Kayanamita fund can do all the wholesomeness that we supposed to do. Means all of the Dhamma material like whiteboard, stationery, marker pen, recording equipment. Last time it was cassette tape, all those things. Only Kayanamita fund can donate to all this. Then later on, the printing of the Dhamma notes, the transcript and all those things. And later on, recently, the last 6 to 8 years, I think, publications and all those things. Then every year, this Kanamita fund, depending on how much we receive, we will do a lot of wholesomeness. We will make a lot of donation to our retreat common fund. Then also to our spiritual trips common fund. Yeah, during this retreat and spiritual trip, there will be a lot of wholesomeness developed and done. Then we will also donate to those centers that we have affinity with, like Sumeru Klang, Mangala Lodge. Even earlier on, I think we donated some to Nalanda too. Then SJBA, as you all know, SJBA, Building Fund and all those things. Then we also have donation to Ciji, you all know Ciji, Compassion in Action. Then we donate to WAVE, wave every year do a lot of wholesome thing. They will go to all the various places all over the world where they know to make offering during Katina. Then they also print a lot of good Dhamma books from great Buddhist masters, especially from the Theravada tradition. Then on top of that, we also have our own donation to our Cameron Highland Sampo Temple, and recently they got a stupa project. We also donated a total of 10,000 ringgit towards the stupa project. Then we also donate to Thailand, Anandagiri, which we actually partake in many of their projects and activity. All these are made possible because Achan Achalo has great affinity with us, Kayanamitas. Then he offered us the opportunity to do and also to Swan Pa, Wat Na Long, and all those places where we have affinity. Then on our spiritual trip too, we make offering to many of these temples that we come across. Then when we were in Taiwan too, we make offering to all those four great traditions of Buddhism. The first one is Tong, Tong Chansi. Before that, the first one is what? The new one, Hui Rong, 应该记得. 什么了? What was the first one we went to? That one very, the building, the pagoda all very nice. Fo Guang is later. Chi Ji, Fo Guang, and Fa Gu San is different. This one is Zhong Tai Chan Si. Zhong Tai Tai Zhong. Then what is that one? I also cannot remember. Last time I used to remember. No, the latest one. 最新的这个. 也是最出名的, 最多 follower. 中台禅师, yeah, there, my wife got 中台禅师. So all this is because we have affinity. Then we also visited one very nice temple, the first one that we went to. I forgot the name of it. They got very nice images and all those things. You remember? The first one we arrived, before we go to the four, we were there near to by the roadside one. Hui Rong Jie Sao one. Hui Rong Jie Sao one. No, 那个不是中台. 中台我问另外一句. Lin Chiu San. Wait, that one, surprisingly, you know, that place, you know what happened or not? That Si Jie, we went up there and we introduced ourselves. Then she was so happy to receive us. No? Then you know what she told us or not? He said, "You all must have great parami." Then I look at her, I smile. I was thinking how she know. I thought she got psychic. She told me what, you know? He said, the night before we came, it was raining like cat and dog, you see. Flood everywhere. Then that time also they have some earthquake and all those things. Then he said, surprisingly, this morning, well, last night she was still worried how to receive us if the weather is better. Then when she woke up, she was so surprised. Everything become normal again, the weather, everything. Then when we arrived, I think she can sense. She told us, you all must have good parami. Then after that, she introduced a lot of things and showed us a lot of things. And that place, I felt very good energy, very good setting and nature's energy, and the consciousness is beautiful. So our Taiwan trip and all the other spiritual trip, they are all very beautiful and very unique. That's why as we go, we donate to the common fund, then whatever we do on that spiritual trip, even Kayanamita who didn't go, they get to partake because Kayanamita fund donate towards it and all those things. And the purpose of this Kayanamita fund is, from inception, I already knew, it's very important. Not only the concept of Kayanamitaship as introduced by the Buddha during his time. That's why I don't want to have any division. I don't want to even set up society. When people ask me to set up society, I say no need. We just have an informal Kayanamita grouping. No need membership, no need membership fee, nothing. No need to register an organization, then elect president, deputy president. So all this is very problematic, lead to a lot of politics if you are not careful. So we just want to have a group of very sincere Kayanamitas who walk the path of Dhamma, support each other, motivate each other. Then bring about sincerity and wholesomeness and faith to walk this path so that we can become a transformed Buddhist that really has the Dhamma so that it can bring forth the blessing to ourselves and to all of humanity. Then all this can grow. Then we will have more and more Kayanamita who has the Dhamma. Then this can be a great blessing to all those who join later. Then it will spread, it will flourish. Then what was missing was the website. So suddenly the condition arises. We should thank Brother Jin Hao and the sister for coming out with that very brilliant idea, and with a lot of wholesomeness and sincerity, they offered to do it for us free. Then Jin Hao wrote me a very good email, one page, but full of information. And the moment I read, it's like in the Dhamma Sense. The moment I read, if it's the Four Noble Truths, I straight away understand. So his website thing was so concise and so beautiful, I straight away knew what to do. Then he even explained we must register a domain name. Then after that, register to some site that can give us the hosting of our website. So all this was done immediately when Brother Suyan introduced his ex-boss, Brother K.L. Lau, to come and help us. And he is very experienced. And he even chose the site for us to host. Then advise the same what they call domain registration site. I think GoDaddy, something like that. Then after that, he even gave us the guideline as what to write inside there. So I have almost finished writing, I think almost 98%. If I got time, after I share a bit with you all, so that you'll understand why this grouping come about. And all this vision and understanding was already there when I first started. It's only there is no condition to explain all this. But the website gave us the platform and condition to write all this down beautifully so that you can understand. Then we have a great pool of Buddhist material, a wealth of Buddhist Dhamma material where we can offer to people who are in search of the true teaching of the Buddha. And Brother Lau gave us a very good name, repository of Dhamma material. Then I add in the word wealth of repository Dhamma material. So this will be available for cultivator, for Dhamma friends, and all those who have the affinity to receive them, to develop the understanding of the teaching, then put it into practice. Then after that, benefit from it and become a blessing to all. So all these are already in place. Hopefully, before the end of this month, we will wrap it up. I should finish it all by tomorrow. Then I will send it out to all the committee member who helped me to make it a reality. Anybody good at website, let me know. I will include you in the review. So we have to brainstorm a bit, review a bit, so that we can try to make it as appropriate and as good as possible at the date of launching of the website, which I intend to do before the end of this month, or immediately after the end of this month. Hopefully before retreat, on the 1st of March, we launch it. Then it will be very beautiful, very, very beautiful. Then through this, you don't have to wait for the whatever recording, the link to be sent to you and all the things. You will have all this in the website. You just go to the website, any talk. Then Jin Hao has helped a lot, Brother Teo has helped a lot, even Ing Bi, Padma Suri, and a few more Kanamita, they have helped a lot. Especially Jin Hao and Brother Teo and Brother Sui An, who is still on holiday in Thailand when he come back. So all this wealth of material, we need to actually make them into compile them into a proper listing. And this listing, I think Jin Hao and Brother Teo did a good job. So we have the thing ready, except we need to sort it out. Then Brother Jin Hao suggested some very good suggestion. We all this talk Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. There is no listing of what Dhamma that talk is. So you realize or not? So it's not an easy thing. Well, I normally don't listen to it anymore. Because once I speak, it's finished. Then I don't even know what that thing is unless I listen, then I can recall. Then roughly I know. But Jin Hao listened to almost all, and he liked the Klang Talk. He said, Klang Talk, a lot of beautiful titles can come out. Not only like our transcript, emptiness, seeing and knowing, samatha vipassana, and all. Then there's a lot of subheading. And he said, the Klang Talk was beautiful. It's definitely beautiful because of the Kuan Yin there, and it's meant to be. Then there's a lot of this Wu Ping Jing Se talk, Tuesday class and Thursday class. So we have categorized them under different category. Apart from the weekly, we have the Dhamma talk at Subang Jaya. I didn't know I gave so much talk in Subang Jaya since the year 2008 until recently. Then they were all recorded without my knowing. And earlier on, there was some talk at Putrahai. They even video it. I didn't know until I saw the internet when I typed in my name. Then we have this Bodhisattva Way, Klang Talk, and a few other of this talk at various places, but I don't think they are recorded, so not important. Then we have our retreat, our spiritual trip, sharing and everything. So many of these can form a great wealth of Dhamma repository material for people to access to. Then our Heart Sutta notes, the transcript notes, they are all very important, very beautiful. So all this is new development coming out, and it will allow access, easy access to all this material. So you don't have to go and store your own, try to download into MP3. And when you change computer, you got problem because the hard disk, very difficult to transfer the hard disk. So all this problem will be gone. Then our website is relatively cheap. We got it hosted for 3 years, I think, less than US$100. US$100. Then there is also another very important aspect which may come about, I don't know. Later on, as our website goes out, bear in mind, don't argue with people. If people come and challenge you or say anything, forget about it. Just remember the three conditions I said inside there. Then just tell them, if you want to know more, maybe you can come and attend the class. Then I even wrote there, the purpose is to like integrate all Buddhists from different background and different societies or segment of the society. You can be Theravada, Mahayana, or even Tibetan. Then you can be from Brickfield, Nalanda, or Sentu, or even any Buddhist society, Klang and Khosen Rosic. We can all come together as one entity, Dhamma friends. And this is what the Buddha actually recommended during his time. He told Ananda, Kayana Metaship is the whole of the holy life, not just 50% as suggested by Ananda, Venerable Ananda. Then the Buddha elaborate on it, why it is so. Then in the Abhijja Sutta, the Sutta on Ignorance, on Ignorance also got Sutta, Abhijja Sutta. The Buddha mentioned it very clearly. I sent out today for sharing. How many of you have read it? Nobody. I think only Ingvi read it. She replied to me. She was full of joy. You go and open your email under my Kayanamita. Abhijja Sutta. This one, the Buddha explained very clearly why Kayanamita Shiv is 100% of the holy life. If you don't have Kayanamita, the real Kayanamita, especially noble friends, this way is almost impossible to find. And he explained the link. He used the word nutrient. He said, Kayanamita Shiva is the basis for enlightenment. Even in the one of the sutta, the Buddha mentioned very clearly. He said, one of the important essential criteria to be an Arya is to have true Dhamma friends, noble friends. Then in the Abhijja Sutta, he explained how Abhijja come about and the nutrient for Abhijja. Then after that, how is linked to the lack of Kayanamita shape, how all this downfall comes about. Because if you don't have true Kayanamitas, it's just like you make aspiration after the puja, the closing puja, to avoid all the heedless and foolish, to meet up with the wise and the enlightened one. So Kayanamita are the one that has the Dhamma and those sincerely walk the path of Dhamma. So if you can be with Kayanamita, you avoid the fools and the heedless. Then, as explained by the Buddha, if you are a Kayanamita, you are committed to understand the Dhamma, to learn the Dhamma, through listening to the Dhamma, and you will partake in all the meritorious action that I mentioned before, the 10 meritorious action. Then with that, you will develop the understanding of the essential Dhamma and what the Buddha actually taught under his Four Noble Truths, which is the essence of his teaching. Then from there, you will grow. Then you will have the condition to realize enlightenment. Otherwise, you will become heedless. And the moment you become heedless, it will lead to downfall. And all these are explained in the Abhijja Sutta. After this, I may read to you. I hope I can find it in the email. I try to open. How many of you have read it? Oh, quite a number. Only Alicia. The rest haven't opened your email today. I just opened. Oh, okay. Today I sent out a few emails. avijja sutta. Okay, I have it here. The avijja sutta, explain clearly the importance of having true noble friends as Kayanamitta to realize the enlightenment. According to the Buddha, having noble friends as our Kayanamitta is one of the prerequisites to become an Arya or an enlightened being. He also talks about the factors that will influence ignorance. To be free from ignorance is one of the main tasks in our cultivation. Having Dhamma friends or spiritual friends or noble friends, Kayamita, is a prerequisite for this task, hence the importance of Kayamitas. There are two sequences discussed in this sutta. Each of the factors of both sequence has its own nutrient. The first sequence is the nutrient for ignorance or avijja is the five mental hindrance. So now you understand the five mental hindrance. When you become heedless, these five mental hindrance is the cause. They are very powerful inside there. So these five mental hindrance, pancha nivaranas, and their nutrients is the three way of bad conduct through body, mind, and speech. And the nutrient for this is the unrestraint of the sense faculty. And the nutrient for this is lack of mindfulness and clear comprehension. And the nutrient for this lack of mindfulness and clear comprehension is ayoniso manasikara, unwise attention. So again, ayoniso manasikara. Then the reason for the lack of mindfulness and clear comprehension is this unwise consideration or ayoniso manasikara, unwise attention at the moment of sense experience. And the nutrient for this is the lack of faith or confidence in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. And the nutrient for this is not listening to the true Dhamma. And the nutrient for this is not associating with good Dhamma friends or spiritual friends. So not associating with good Dhamma friends or spiritual friends or Kayanamitta is the starting nutrient to the wrong path that finally ends up with ignorance or avijja leading to heedlessness. So this is the first sequence. Then the second sequence is the enlightenment. The second sequence is true knowledge and vision of the reality, vijja, leading to enlightenment. The nutrient for this is the seven factors of enlightenment. And the nutrient for this seven factor of enlightenment is the four foundation of mindfulness. And the nutrient for this four foundation of mindfulness is the three way of good conduct. Means body, mind, and speech. And the nutrient for this three ways of good conduct is restraint of the sense faculty. And the nutrient for this restraint of sense faculty is mindfulness and clear comprehension, sati sampajana. And the nutrient for mindfulness and clear comprehension is wise consideration, yoniso manasikara, means wisdom at the moment of sense experience. This one you cannot learn, you have to awaken to. And the nutrient for wise attention, yoniso manasikara, is confident and faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. And the nutrient for this faith is listening to the true Dhamma. And the nutrient for listening to the true Dhamma is to associate with good Dhamma friends, spiritual friends, Kayanamittas. Again, you can see association with good Dhamma friends or spiritual friend or Kayanamitta is a prerequisite needed to arrive at the path that ends in true knowledge or vijja, enlightenment. This is the reason why the Buddha clearly instructs us via saying to Venerable Ananda, having Dhamma or spiritual friends or noble friends or Kayanamittas is 100% of the holy life. Hence, developing and promoting true Kayanamitaship among all Buddhists within the Buddhist community is most important. So now you understand why I call us Kayanamitas, Dhamma friends. And I don't want to set out any society or whatever that have membership or something. We have no point. As long as we come about together as Kayanamita, who are very sincere, who have the faith, the understanding, this is a lot more beautiful. And is the condition for Dhamma to flourish. Because with sincerity, we walk the path of Dhamma. Sincerity will bring forth the faith, the diligence, the perseverance, and the understanding. And as long as each and every Kayamita understand, have the sincerity and the understanding to walk this path sincerely with faith and perseverance, the way will be there. Dhamma will arose in their mind. And you will be a blessing not only to yourself, your loved one, but to all of humanity and the world. So this is the ultimate vision, so that all Buddhists can integrate into a single entity of Kayamitas. So that all the division of Theravada, Mahayana, Vajrayana can be done away with. Then all of the society, they can do their own thing with their own vision and mission statement. But they can also integrate together, thank you, integrate together as Kayamita under a common platform where we can all come together without having to worry about, hey, you from Brickfield, why are you here? Or you from Nalanda? Or you from SJBA? Why are you here? Then if you say you are here because you are one of the Kayamita, then no more problem is there. You are a Dhamma practitioner, that's why you are Kayamita. You share the same vision of Kayamita-ship in the whole of the holy life, or 100% of the holy life. Then you have the understanding. You will grow in Dhamma when you understand this. Then you can go to any of the Buddhist community. Then the whole Buddhist community become one big family where we can integrate together to share our understanding, where we can counsel each other, motivate each other, and have mutual respect to sincerely share the Dhamma and to benefit ourselves and benefit others, so that we can be a blessing to all. So this is the ultimate aim. So all this vision statement, explanation of Kayanamitaship, they will be in the website. Then the attribute and core value of a true Kayanamita, that one you must read. That one will make you understand why all my sharing has been along that direction. And we can see, that's why this nature has a lot of joy. A lot of Kayanamita has progressed tremendously without some of you knowing it. You have become so different, actually. Then your life has changed, character-wise, personality-wise, understanding-wise. All this is going to pave the way for more and more wholesomeness and goodness. Then you can be a blessing to yourself, your loved ones, and people whom you have relationship with. And it can help you in your career, in your life, and in whatever you do. So this is the ultimate vision of our Kayanamita grouping. We are not interested in setting up a society. Of course, there can be advantage of having society, but the disadvantage is equally more. So why do we have to burden ourselves with all this? Why can't we just come together as sincere Dhamma friends to help out? Then because we are not an organization or a registered entity, there is no membership fee and all those things. And we don't need to burden people. It's self-funded by volunteers and our Kayamita Fund. And the Kayamita Fund is set up for a purpose, not so much as to raise fund or money. Like I used to say, you can even donate very little, because what is important is the understanding. And you can contribute in whatever way, no need to be materialistic way. But you have the means, and you see the goodness, the wholesomeness in all this activity. Because whatever we can raise from Kayamita Fund, we will use it for more of our wholesome activity. What we need is very little, to print our Dhamma transcript, publication, and buy all this material, recording, or it's very little money. But the one that need more money is the publication. But we got more than enough, because the donation keep on coming in. Then all this will create a very powerful condition for Kayamita to progress along the path of Dhamma. But this Kayamita Fund is very unique. All of the Dhamma that we print out and share through our sharing and whatever can only be contributed by Kayamita Fund. Even you very wealthy, very rich, you got a lot of money, you cannot donate or partake in all this. Unless you donate to Kayamita Fund with the understanding that you want to be part of the big Kayamita family, and you share the same vision like us, to propagate the Buddha Dhamma so that it can be easily accessible to a wider audience for people to receive all this understanding. So all these are happening, coming out. So hopefully by March this website will take off. Then you all can maybe gain access to it, find out yourself. Then later on, when you are already confident, you can share with your friends. They can go in and look at the material and learn whatever. Then whatever they don't understand, they can consult you or consult any other Kayamita. Then there is a contact us, where you got any question or any inquiry, you can. Then I'd like to thank some of the Kayamita who have volunteered to put their email and handphone inside there. So I will let them know at a later date, maybe when I send out the thing, when they all went through, they will know. I only talked to Yun Chan earlier on and she agreed. The Tuesday class, I put her in. Then Thursday class, I think Sui An and Mi Feng. Then Sunday class is Miss Lee. I want to put one more name. Who else can I put Sunday class? Wu Ping Qing, sir. Maybe I put Jin Hao's name. Your email and your name. Thank you. Then general inquiry. I put Papa Suri, Brother Tiong, then Eng B and me. Anybody want to volunteer, you let me know. Then I put your name there. General inquiry means whatever they want to know about our classes, our activity. So you only need to let them know. Then if they want to go to a specific Tuesday class or Thursday class, then you direct them to the person who is in charge, because they will know the date and the activity, and whether the class is on or cancelled. Then I put there for specific inquiry, they can write to me direct. Otherwise I will receive a lot of this, I got no time to look at it. So hopefully with this, you all can develop the understanding. Okay, now maybe we can start. There is a sheet of J. Krishnamurti code in front of you. So fast. 9:45 already. Okay, we go through this J. Krishnamurti code. This is an old code. I have spoken on this before, but because I still found a lot of photocopy inside the file, that's why I took it out today, then I just send it out. Freeing the mind. The title is Freeing the Mind. Jai Krishnamurti Tilikot. You work hard for your daily living. You spend years at your whole business of being boss around in order to learn to earn a livelihood. Swallowing all the insult, the discomfort, the indignity, and syncophony. What is this syncophony? Anybody know this English word? Yeah? Never mind. You all check the dictionary. But to work so that the mind is free is much more arduous. You understand this statement? You think all the above is difficult to tolerate and swallow when you are working for people. That's why Krishnamurti said you work hard for your daily living. You spend years at the whole business of being bossed around by your boss in order to earn a livelihood. Then swallowing all the insult and discomfort and indignity and syncophony. But to work so that the mind is free is much more arduous, much more difficult. Do you understand this part? To have a free mind, to be able to confront all this without suffering, without reaction, without any emotion or unhappiness, you think easier. That is the most difficult, a lot more arduous. What did Krishnamurti say? It requires what? What is the first one? Louder. Louder. It requires what? Great insight. You're not reading. Are you all on the same line? You must contribute so that I know you're following. Otherwise, you're wasting my time and your time. It requires great insight. See? You must have wisdom. Great comprehension. You must have great comprehension, misunderstanding, and extensive awareness. Now you understand why you have to be ever mindful. An extensive awareness in which the mind knows what? Knows all its impediments and blockage, its movement of self-deception, the egoic mind, understand? Then, its fantasies, its illusion. All these living beings are creating without them knowing. The heedless, daydream a lot, have a lot of fantasy and illusion. They still believe in what they think. It's myth. Myth means not a reality. Once the mind is free, only after your mind is free, then only it can begin to investigate, to search out. But for a mind to seek when it is not free has got no meaning. Do you understand? That's why if you still have delusion, wrong view, you have not straightened your view, if you try to meditate and seek God or seek the truth, you are wasting your time. Understand? So this one is very important. Once the mind is free, it can begin to investigate, to search out. But for a mind to seek when it is not free has got no meaning. Do you understand? Now Krishnamurti asks. This part you understand? It's very easy to understand. If your mind is not free, means what? Let us go into this. If it's not free, means what? Lost in thought is correct, but what else? That one is very general. Very good. Pamasuri got it. You are full of views and opinion. It's not free. It's a conditioned mind. You are full of conditioning and belief system with your rites and ritual all over. So such a mind is not an open mind, cannot receive truth. Such a mind is so conditioned, so rigid in their views, so stubborn in their character and all of things. So you look at the whiteboard, when you don't have the clarity and the understanding. See, a lot of people will say, it's very logical that I can see my anger. This one come from who? Cultivator, no, meditator, no. Oh, and you say, I can see my anger, no. Oh, like they are very, very good in their vipassana. Why I put a cross here? Epiological, but not correct. But this is the egoic mind seeing. Understand? Who is the I? The ego. The egoic mind, which is the top. The entity that you perceive you are. The form of mind. Then you think there is an I, an entity that see anger. Means there is division between the anger and the I. If you meditate, is there a division? Yeah? How do you develop satipatthana, the four foundation of mindfulness? Yeah? This is cittanupassana, no? The third foundation of mindfulness. The answer is here. You understand? What is this? When you are meditating, you develop the silent mind, which is just awareness. Understand not? And this awareness is aware of anger. There is nobody there to know anger. Understand not? Or see anger. The awareness and the emotion is one. Understand? Because this emotion, which can be anger or craving or desire or lust, they are conditioned arising. They are not real. They are not you. So the awareness that is aware of it will trace the origination factor. Originally, it's not intrinsic. Not with your true nature. Your true nature got none of all this. Then how did anger arise? Through your wrong view. Through your self-delusion. Through your emotion. When you stir your mind. When it arises, then the emotion is there. But there is no comprehension because you fail to be aware of it. You fail to silence your mind and be with it. When you just stay with it, like the Buddha's teaching, the third way to meditate, what happened to the anger? Because this is condition arising. It needs condition to continue to sustain itself and exist. So if you just silently aware without introducing it any more thought energy or mental delusion and confusion, then this one cannot sustain itself. Then, like Krishnamurti said, the very flowering of that thought or that emotion is the very ending of that thought or that emotion. Then all this energy that is there due to your wrong view and your stirring, they will cease to be when you just become aware. That's why awareness is like a fire that can burn all defilement, all delusion. That's why awareness is very powerful. When you are just aware, it will cease to be. So awareness is your true nature. The awareness is aware of whatever you call it. There is no word. So this is a very important understanding. So when the mind is not free, it attached to views and opinion. It is so conditioned. That's why it's not a free mind, it's not an open mind. That's why it cannot inquire. It cannot understand. It cannot see things as they are. They see things through their views and opinion and their conditioning, through their tinted perception. Now you understand? Yeah? You must see this clearly so that you will not be deluded and deceived by your sense experience. Because when you associate the seeing, the atta, the ego is there. Then like we went through last time, when you say, I see, or I can see, who is the I that you are referring to? Who is the I? Then of course you say, me la, me, me. Who? Who is that me and the I and the you? Then you say, my I see. Liu la gitaro. I alone cannot see. And I say, a dead man open the eye, never see. Then when you sleep, your eye open, you never see. So seeing doesn't arise through the eye alone. Eye is one of the conditions for seeing. That's why organ is one of the conditions. Then somebody try to be smart, isn't it? Oh, without mind, I cannot see. Yeah, dead man, no mind, cannot see. So he said, my mind see. So second time, like Ananda try his luck. What do you think? He said, my mind see. Logical or not? Logical is that without mind cannot see that. Yeah? Then he said, my mind see. Ah, yeah, she know. Papa's real. He said, a blind man got mind. You ask him to see and see. Can he see? Huh? Can a blind man see? So mind alone cannot see. The eye, E-Y-E, alone cannot see. So how does seeing come about? Yeah? How does it come about? You need all the three conditions to be there. That's why it's called condition arising. It's a causal phenomenon. That's why it's impermanent. Dependent originating. Condition arising. You understand? All the three conditions must be there. There must be the organ. There must be the mind. Okay? Then, the last one is on. External sense data. Understand? Means the external form with the light and the media. Then, all these three, when they make contact, then seeing consciousness come to be. But in the seeing, is only the seeing consciousness. There is no one to see. That's why this is a delusion. It's just a consciousness, like the physics experiment, the light bulb and the switch, yeah, and the battery. When they are all functioning, you on the switch, it just light up. Isn't it? The lighting up of the bulb is like you become conscious of what you see. So in the seeing, the Buddha say, it's just a seeing consciousness. There's no one to see. No sakyadity as yet. No self-delusion. No egoic mind. But because of your conditioning, your views, your opinion, you don't have a free mind. That's why you get yourself entangled. And you see with memory. Understand? You see with your views, your opinion, and your conditioning. Your conditioning is so intense. That's why you say, I, me, Brother Teo, or Yun Chan, or Padma Suri, or Brother Teo. That has been so ingrained in you, you know. Then you say, I see. Yeah, la, I see, la, I saw him. I can see my anger. Yeah. Wait. Pass the mic to Yun Chan, yeah. No, you, for the recording, Yun Chan, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the seeing the anger. It's actually realizing that you're angry.
It's not seeing. You can use a different word, but they will still not understand. You know what is the difference between when he say, I see my anger, and another one that say, I realize my anger. How can you realize your anger? The anger is an emotion. The anger is a word, is a concept. The reality is just like that. That so-called emotion got no name, nothing. Understand? That's why it's just an awareness that is aware of the reality. There and that. You can follow. It's nothing to do with the word. When the word is there, you're gone. Means you are not a cultivator. You don't have awareness. awareness, just awareness is aware of it, no word, of the reality. You can follow. Yeah, it's just the awareness that is aware. That's like in the seeing, there's the seeing, just the conscious mind arise. There's nobody there to see. It's just like the physical experience. The switch is on, the light bulb will light up. Naturally, nature's law, understand or not? So the conscious mind that is conscious of seeing is just the consciousness. You understand? Before the content went in. So the Buddha make it very clear. In the seeing, it's just a seeing consciousness. No one to see. And you cannot penetrate this through the meditation. You cannot understand. You only have knowledge, idea. You must see it in the meditation through an awareness of all these things. Then you will come to understand. That's why it becomes very specific after that. Whatever people write in the book and the text, when you read, you know, they haven't have the understanding. Otherwise, they won't say things like that. But this is very logical, you know. Do you know? And why do they say, I can see my anger? Why? Because they recall through memory that they were angry, understand? So it's the thought, seeing anger, means not in the moment, understand? Anger arises already. He is not aware. But the thought tells him, I was angry. I can see my anger, which is the past, understand? That's why you are not doing citta nupassana, which is awareness of the moment. Moment to moment awareness. Choiceless awareness. So now you follow. Because the anger arises already, everybody also know you got angry. I also in the past also got angry. Then after that, all the cultivator will say one, I fail again. Anger is an evil. I shouldn't have anger. He still believe anger is him, no? Or her, no? You see the delusion? How many levels of delusion? Anger was never you. It's condition arising phenomena. Dependent originating. Not real. It come and it go. Impermanent. Why can't you see this? Then don't worry about anger. Understand or not? It was never you. It was through your wrong view. That condition used to stir and become emotional. And this form might become deluded by it. That's why it has suffering. Understand? You understand how envy, jealousy, all this come about. So Dhamma is not what you think or believe in. When you really do it, the understanding is so different. That's why living being, even a lot of Buddhists cannot penetrate. Because they have not really done the awareness, the sati, the true satipatthana. Even just to explain to you, now appear to be easier. Understand? Because you have some form of understanding already. If during the early year when Sister Yun Chan asked me to come out that time, 2004, 2005. Last time I tried to explain this now to them. Oh, cannot understand. They are both you, I tell you. Completely blur. At least now there is condition for you to understand. So now, you will have the understanding to slowly develop this penetrative understanding. When you meditate with this understanding, you will know how to do the actual meditation. Then all the thought-based method technique and all those things, you will not do anymore because it's wasting time. It's not the real one. The real one is just a silent mind, aware, finish. No need to know. You will understand. By itself. Even without my explanation, hilarious. I pass the mic back.
Talking about this, I would like to share an experience of that I have been deceived by the thought.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Sada. Lately, actually, my dad has been complaining that he has a heart pain, actually the back pain.
Okay.
So you know, immediately I thought that it's something to do with the heart.
Yeah.
So very calmly, I make an appointment for him to see doctor. Send him to the hospital. You know, they say the angiogram is needed and all these. You know, upon that time, I was very calm.
Yeah.
I thought I was very calm.
Yeah,
and I did all these things.
Yeah.
But I kept having diarrhea, and I'm having an uneven heartbeat.
Oh,
I was like...
That is a sign already.
Yes.
That is a sign.
My thought deceived me.
Yes.
But my body is showing me
the true situation
that I'm having fear.
Yes. The hidden fear in the subconscious.
I didn't realize.
Because
I
of why?
Realize at all.
Do you know why or not? The attachment. He is your father. If he's your friend, you don't have such thing on. You confidently tell him. Like last time, you just say, advise people very easy one. let go la, no need to worry la, not real one la, not you la.
No, what I wanted to say is that, it's actually, about that time, I'm really calm. So I just arrange everything, you know, I can even go back to conduct my meeting. So I finish everything, then
very
I
good.
Just went back to the hospital,
very
but
good.
I kept having diarrhea.
Yeah.
So I was asking myself, I said, what's going on? No, why I didn't take any, you know, spicy food or whatever thing,
correct.
You know, why I'm having uneven heartbeat? I thought I'm having high blood pressure. I thought, no.
Very good. Means you are aware that this thing is happening. So this is the beginning of the real satipatthana, cittanupassana. You are aware of your mind states, understand? Means whatever the thought tell you, forget about it. The thought say, I got no fear. Every thought also tell you, I got no fear.
I realized that I really was deceived by the thought.
It's just like those in depression. You tell them, you are in depression. No, I'm not in depression. I'm fine. They always tell you that. We are the thought one to hide all these things.
And the most fantastic thing is that the moment the doctor told me that, angiogram is not required.
Wow, sadhu.
I was like,
relief.
And all my uneven heart
all gone.
And all my diarrhea stopped. Yeah. And I'm just back to normal.
Yeah.
So I was...
Sadhu, very good. You can see this is very good. So that you can overcome your mental hindrance. This is a mental hindrance, though. That restlessness, that fear, the hidden fear, the anxiety, because of the attachment. Your father, understand? Then when the doctor say, no problem, no need to even go to the angiogram. Immediately relief. See? That fear, anxiety, worry gone. Then it become normal again. Then it turned into joy. So this is what cittanupassana is all about. The Buddha under cittanupassana, you know what is described there? When there is this fear, anger, sensual desire, or envy and jealousy within your content of consciousness, you have to be aware. Understand? Aware. Means silent. Aware. And when you have this ability to be ever mindful, I tell you, you are very sensitive. Your form and mind is hella sensitive. Any slightest movement, it will know. That's what meditation is all about, not using thought to go and think. That's why I say when you can be silent, you are aware of many, many things. You are very sensitive. Sensitive of your own movement, your own conditioning, your own delusion, your own hidden subconscious and unconscious fear. And you can root all this out through an understanding. You have to reflect, trace the origination factor. How come after I had all this Dhamma, I still have this attachment, clinging? Because it's my father, understand? If it's not your father, all this won't trigger. Understand? Because you give importance. You haven't breakthrough sakayadity, self-delusion. That's why the Diamond Sutta teaching, Wu Pingjing Sir, is very good. Even our... that one is Platform Sutta. Ours is Diamond Sutta. There also they teach the same. Also no mark. No mark of a self. No mark of living being. If you cannot penetrate this, you cannot root out the delusion. Understand? First, you must see very clearly that this form and mind is not you. Karmically conditional. That's why the book, Who Are You, What Are You? You have to reflect, contemplate, and in the meditation, see it very clearly. When you silence your mind in the lying down meditation, see it. It's only the thought, the ego, egoic mind, with the self-delusion creating the atta, creating the sense of I, me, loved one, living beings. Then all the phenomenal world, like very real. That's why you have to see it with the awareness. I was so aware until I remember during the early day, I can see this mental image out here, in my brain. Then all of a sudden I realized it's just a consciousness that project out. Because your fear comes from your thought projection. Understand? Your anxiety. What happened? My father really got a heart condition.
But it was like upon that time, the emotion of fear was suppressed so deeply.
Correct.
I didn't even realize
why?
I actually got fear.
No, you know why? Because it's a subconscious fear. You have not dealt with it before. This is a very good experience for you. Subconscious fear is the hidden fear, understand not? Which the thought projects without you knowing. Because you don't have the awareness to be aware of it. When the thought wants to project, it is very fast because it's not rooted out yet. That's why you have to reflect and contemplate until very, very clear. Then to realize it through the third turning in your meditation. When everything ceases, you will understand already. He no you, he no me. Nothing inside there. That form of mind is just karmically conditioned. Not me. Not a permanent, unchanging entity. No reality. Everything is just dependent, originating. Condition arising, causal phenomena, impermanent, leading to suffering, empty, nonsense. This has to be very, very clear. Then only the understanding becomes a reality. Then in your meditation, you see it, awaken to it. Then only you can live it. Do you understand? Even she cultivate until not bad already, I should say. Yet this thing is still. That's why I say, it comes through the back door without you knowing it. It comes through the subconscious and the unconscious. Well, most of the time, she is already very calm, very peaceful, very aware. And normal things cannot disturb her, except your own form and mind when it has problem, or your loved one, somebody very close to you. And this thing will come and test you. But because of her awareness, she can see, understand? And she dared to say it because this is the way to be sincere. Otherwise, I cannot explain all this. Well, there is no condition to explain all this. And all this can be rooted out through reflection, through contemplation, through going deep into the subconscious and the unconscious. That's why you can be aware until you go into your dream state, until you go into your sleep, fully aware. And you see how the subconscious and the unconscious movement coming out from within. They are dependent, originating, condition arising. The awareness is aware of all this movement. Then like I told you, the awareness come out of it like you never sleep. The last awareness of what is going on inside and the conscious mind come out together like you never sleep. Your face, not tired at all. Not don't need to wash your face. Completely like normal like that come out. That's why that time when it happened, about 24 years ago, I was so amazed. Meditation can be like that. Mindfulness can be like that. 24 hours go in, like you never sleep. And that very moment you come out of it, that very moment you become conscious, you are still with the awareness. You must have the ability to be aware until such state. Otherwise, it's very difficult to penetrate the Dhamma, to understand all this. That's why Krishnamurti says it's very arduous, understand not? In your career field, in your job market, every day, canal all this bamboo here and there. Nothing, is it? To be aware. truly aware is even more arduous. Very honest, where is condition? It's physical, understand? Go the way of nature. You cannot hide. If there is fear, there is anxiety, there is sorrow, it will show out, understand? You may try to put on a poker face, no use. Because people who are aware, they can see, understand? You cannot lie. And personally, the form and mind will know that you still have fear. That's why in the cultivation, the Buddha say, the Dhamma can be realized only by the wise, each for themselves. Now you understand? You are not the wise, all this still arise. Understand? Okay, we better finish off the thing. Huh? How much time we have? Oh, another 15 minutes. Huh? The mind which should find truth, God, this extraordinary beauty and depth of life, the fullness of love, must first be free. So now you understand why I keep on telling you to contemplate until very, very clear. Why do you contemplate? To straighten your views, understand not? So that your views and opinion and conditioning all gone, to see the unreality of all this. Then only that mind is a free mind. Free mind means what? Open mind. Not in a conditioned state. Not suppress all the emotion, all the hindrance. They are free to arise. Then only you can know whether you have rooted it out or not. Understand? If you are in jhana, in all the fantastic mind states, they are all suppressed. No way you can understand. That's why you cannot root it out. That's why you go energy field, you are dead. You are dead. No chance. You can't see. You can't understand. That's why it has to be a free mind, without thought, fully aware. That's why Krishnamurti is very beautiful. The mind, we should find true God, this extraordinary beauty and depth of life, the fullness of true love, must first be free. It has got no meaning for a mind that is shaped, conditioned, held within the boundaries of tradition, to say, I am seeking God, or truth. Now you understand. Huh? If you are still heedless, deluded, conditioned, with all the views and opinion, and you want to seek truth, you want to realize the truth, you can forget about it. Such a mind is like a donkey tethered to a post. You understand? Not free. Because there is fear. Understand? They used to say in this dialect, Hokkien, so much fear, understand? Kia kia mai kia kia, understand? So go also scared, don't go also scared. So what you do? Always, because you got fear, understand? You dare not make a decision. So it's like your mind is trapped. It's like the donkey tethered to a pole. So when your circle is limited by the string that tie you, so what happened? Means you got a center in there from which you have to be restricted to. So what is that center? Self-delusion, which is the I and the me. That's why Krishnamurti say the thought is limited. Now you understand, the egoic mind, the thought is limited. Because when you are originally that spacious awareness, which is your true mind, you are immense. There is no boundary. You are the oneness. But the moment you zoom in and perceive, you create a thought. Understand? The whole lot of awareness shrink to that point where you perceive. Then you introduce the content of consciousness and you become a thought. That's why you are limited. Just like the donkey tethered to a post. Then your world is what? The whole of that thought. Understand? You are lost in thought. You build whatever fantasy you want with that thought. Understand? That's why you are involved with the content of consciousness, the emotion, the anger, the unhappiness. Because you latch on to that thought. that thing that you hold on to, your fear, your worry, all come from what? The attachment to something. Can be a loved one. Like her case is the father. Yeah. And all these are very powerful inside. That's why the real meditation is not what people think. You have to be aware of all this. And that is just the beginning. And most people are not aware. That's why I say for her, she is very good, very lucky to reach that stage. Most of you, if she don't share this experience, you still don't know what is going on. You only have the thought telling you, "Ayo, I still got fear, miss, I still not chill." Then maybe I ask Brother Teo, "What must I do?" Like that, you will die one, understand? Because you have to find out yourself. I can only explain and share my understanding with you. You have to realize it yourself through the direct seeing, through the actual cultivate. What I tell you is very important pointers. That's why I just advise you to train your mind to be aware, stabilize it, silent everything, don't try to know. Then it will understand. Do that. Don't go and always wait for an idea to come and tell you, "Hey brother, you say like that, no, I think I must do like that, like that, like that." You should die on. Because there is thought creating idea for you to believe in. Why can't you just listen to what I say? Silence your mind. Train your mind to be aware and stabilize it until that silent mind is with you most of the time. In your daily life, in the midst of life. Before that, forget about meditation. If you cannot be mindful in the midst of life, means what? You are heedless. That's why the Buddha said the heedless are as if dead. Dhammapada verse 21. That's why daily mindfulness is very, very important. You have to have the ability. If you can't, very difficult for you to have the silent mind to really awaken and to see. And this has been the emphasis for so long. Earlier on was because I believe you all need time. But now there are a lot of Kayanamitta who can be mindful in the midst of life. And some are already very stable. Like that day Brother Song shared. All of a sudden, no thought, nothing, throughout the day for so long. And the mind is just like, just aware like that. Because the spiritual faculty has stabilized. Then he realized that the form and mind has become different. That's why it can be done. You only need to have the understanding. Okay, we go on, otherwise we won't finish. Such a mind is like a donkey tethered to a post. It cannot wander further than the length of its rope. So you know why it's limited, limited in the sense that you are being bound to tradition, belief, and all. And you dare not allow your mind to explore. You don't have a free mind. You have a lot of rite and ritual, pantang and all those things. Then you will quote, "My mother say cannot do. My granny told me, no, this one cannot. Sui, bad luck." Joyce last time used to tell me, he said, "Oh, a lot of things she were not allowed to do." I say, "You don't go to the wake, very dangerous." And all those things. But now, after she understands, she is free. She can do everything. As long as you take care of karma, karma will take care of you. If you don't take care of karma, of course, some of these, they say, can happen. Understand? Because there is karmic condition behind. But when you have the Dhamma, when you have the understanding, when you don't have this delusion, right and ritual has got no power over you. Because in the first place, there is no delusion. There is no fear. Then you attend. You see, you understand. You have your nature. And none of this can come to you unless there is karmic conditioning. Then even if there is karmic conditioning, you will know. That's why you have already developed the appropriate right cultivation. There is no problem with life. After all, not what you think. Not so real. Hey, no you. Hey, no me. Who die? What die? Nothing die. Understand? It's only consciousness appearing and disappearing. The phenomenal arising and passing away. only mighty nature rolling by, like what my teacher Ajayantra used to share with me. Mighty nature rolling by, nature's law. That's why condition arising, dependent originating, flowing naturally, following nature's condition, nothing else. If you want things your way and resist what is, you will suffer. Because you have craving. And who is that craving? The entity, the I and the me, the Atta. When there is no Atta, who crave? Who worry? Who fear? Nothing fear. It's the thought that is deluded, project, and create all this movement. The reality is, like Hui Neng say, originally, there was nothing. Where can the dust align? Where can all this fear emotion hang on to? Cannot. It can only be there when you have delusion and you allow it to be there through your own ignorance and delusion. Otherwise, the mind is always the way it is. Just aware, free, nothing inside there. That is the eternal mind. That is your true mind before the knowing, before the thought coming, before the aggregates of mind, before all those views, opinion, and conditioning. It's just aware, that nature. Then through that realization of that truth, all this can cease the mundane mind. Then the awakening will be different. When you realize Nibbana, and when the form and mind come out of it, the form and mind will understand all this. Then it will understand very clearly the whole process, the whole transformation, the Buddha's teaching, the essential Dhamma, the unreality of form and mind. Why the Buddha say it is not you, not a permanent and changing entity where you can call this is me, this is I. Therefore, all this can be mine. No such thing. Okay? 10:30, huh? Oh, 3 more minutes. Huh? You can rejoice. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Ah, good, at least today we cover one Jai Krishnamurti code. Any question? We got 2 or 3 more minutes. If you don't have, then we can celebrate En Chung's birthday. Sadhu. Okay, we will do the sharing of merits and transfer of merits. Recall to mind all of our wholesomeness that we have developed. It haven't off the thing. Okay, let us recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we have developed. The 10 meritorious actions and all those things. Then we would like to delegate and share all these merits with all beings, starting with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata. Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anamoditwa Chirang Rakantu Loka Sasana Ita Wata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabe Deva Anamodantu Sabasampati Sidiya Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita Hontu Nyatayo Idang me nyati nang ho tu sukita hon tu nyatayo. Idang me nyati nang ho tu sukita hon tu nyatayo. Imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo ho tu yawa nivana patiya sadu. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones.